Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 8 of the BPM podcast. My name's Bill. Last week, I reviewed Lustre's second album, Left 4 Dead. This week, we're staying in the 2000s, specifically in 2003, which was actually a pretty big year for movies. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, Finding Nemo, and the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie all released. Also, Apple launched iTunes. But more specifically, the Canadian rock band Billy Talent released their first studio album, rightly named Billy Talent. The band formed in 1993 and has not experienced any lineup changes since forming, a rare feat in music. Between 1995 and 2016, Billy Talent were the 27th best-selling Canadian artist in Canada and among the top 10 best-selling Canadian bands in all of Canada. Billy Talent is still touring and producing records. Their latest album, Crisis of Faith, came out on January 21st of this year, and they will be touring with Pup and Rise Against in April. Now, I've never heard of this band up until a couple months ago. I'm not sure if you're aware, but on Spotify, if you have your own playlist, they have this enhanced feature. And what it does, it takes the music that you're currently listening to and tries to add similar bands and artists to that playlist. Just to give you an idea to explore new artists and other bands you may not have heard of. And this is what happened to me. I used that feature, and the song River Below by Billy Talent came on. At first, I wasn't sure what was going on, because that song wasn't part of my playlist. But then I remembered I enabled this feature. Since then, I decided to explore more of Billy Talent, which is what this podcast is all about, listening to artists I normally wouldn't listen to. Billy Talent described as a punk rock, alternative rock band, but have changed their styles on every album, incorporating more piano, synth, and changing of tempos. The self-titled album features 12 songs for a total of 41 minutes and 4 seconds. It's received favorable reviews upon its release, and I actually mostly agree with those. They definitely have a unique sound, to say the least. There were 4 singles coming off this album, but only one was released before the album came out. But without further ado, let's get to the review. This is how it goes. I like the intro to this song. It kind of reminds me of The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. Then you have the drum kicking in, and you get a feel for what this band's sound is going to be. The only thing I don't care for in this song is the screaming. I'm not sure if it's the way they use it or just the tone and the pitch. If maybe it was like an octave or two lower, it might fit. It was just very jarring. Living in the Shadows. Interestingly, this song kind of starts the same way as the first one, but the drum kicks in a little earlier. Unlike the first song, though, I think the screaming fits this song a bit better. So far, they do an interesting job changing up their tempos within a song, and I like that. Try Honesty. This song gives me a Simple Plan emo feel to it, especially with the second verse, which goes, I'm insane, it's your fault, so sly. Your well of lies ran dry, and I cut the cord free fall. From so high, we seem so small. And I could imagine myself being in a crowd listening to this band and just screaming the chorus. It's a great song. Line and Sinker. As soon as the song starts, it's right in your face with the chorus. No build-up, no lead-in, anything like that. And I like it. It's something different. I also like the back and forth in the chorus with the screaming and the singing of alternate lines. The last few lines of the second verse I really like as well. And they go, we don't always see the bright side, and I lied when I said I was fine. You slapped my face today, but I've licked my wounds and carried on. And it's just another great punk song. Lies. This isn't a particularly deep song, but I like its theme. The singer runs us through a bunch of things like why lies exist. Part of the lyrics are, lies from the altar, lies make you falter, lies keep your mouth fed, lies to your deathbed. Other than that, I do like the sound of the song a lot as well. The X, another song that I enjoy. We've all been in this situation. You're so in love with someone, and then they just break up with you, and you kind of feel lost and just don't have a spot in the world. You thought you had a future with this person, and now that's all gone. Some of the lyrics are, why would she put me through such torture? I would have given my life for her. She was the one that knocked me over. Now I'm alone sitting on the corner. Like, pretty much asking, why would you spend all that time if you knew this wasn't going to last? That's the torture that you're thinking of. It's just time wasting. And the worst part is, you'll never get an answer why. River Below. Like I said earlier, this was the only song that I've heard by the band. And reading deeper into the lyrics, it's actually a pretty powerful song. Part of the lyrics, blue-collar working man devises master plan, bipolar with a mental sidearm. And blue-collar working man, obviously you're thinking like construction worker, something like that, devising a plan. But the last line, with a mental sidearm, it's building schemes in your head and just having that trigger ready in your mind for it to all explode. And the bipolar disorder just affects everyone around you, and you're getting pushed and pushed closer to that edge. And it could be harmful for not only you, but the people around you. I like the sound of this song as well, the chorus especially. Standing in the Rain. A lot of these songs don't have that typical punk sound or tempo that you're used to hearing from other punk bands, but this one stands out among them all. It's not to take away anything from the song or the band. I enjoy the song a lot, and it's a fun one to sing along to. Cut the Curtains. Another song that's a bit on the heavier side, which is a sound I tend to enjoy more. However, the song's got a lot of repetition in its lyrics, especially in the chorus and the bridge. Not much more substance after that. Prisoners of Today. The song goes back to the punk sound, and I like the message of the chorus. For example, we're breaking up the city, no time for wasting away, so tell me, why should we stay a prisoner of today? Pretty much saying, disrupt the norm, don't be stuck in the same situation, don't let these moments go to waste, and don't be caught in the monotony of it all. Nothing to Lose. The song's about being bullied and alone. I'm pretty sure it's something that everyone's had to deal with at some point while they're at school or work, whatever the case is. Two parts of the lyrics. My parents had no clue that I ate all my lunches alone in the bathroom. Kids just love to tease. Who'd know to put me underground at 17? That last line is just very powerful because we've heard stories and conferences and whatever about so many kids who were bullied to the point where they ended up just killing themselves. And at such a young age, it's so heartbreaking. And it's 9 times out of 10 because teachers and administrators either don't take it seriously or don't intervene early enough. And that's something that definitely needs to stop. Voices of Violence, the last song of the album, and it goes pretty hard. There's a nice mix of screaming and singing. I like the drum beat to the song as well. Although I definitely would have put this song higher on the album because it packs such a punch. Overall, for a band that's been around for years at this point, this is a great debut album. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of their stuff, and I've already added a few songs of this album to my playlist. Next week, we'll be traveling overseas to listen to an interesting band, to say the least. If you have any recommendations for me, you can email me at bpivots@gmail.com or tweet at me, Mr. _Piv1127. Until then, stay safe and keep rocking.